Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the first Saturday after the first Friday night of the high school football season, and we got a lot to get to. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios.
Jason, can we have a running clock for the rest of this show?
Oh.
Can we tap out and just go home? I mean, I fear for my safety in this studio right here today, and I just think we should just go home. What do you think?
So what Kip is, we'll get to the scores from last night in just a moment. What Kip is alluding to is last night the Pierce County Bears paid a visit to the Brunswick High Pirates up at Glenn County Stadium. 13-0 was the score at the half. Brunswick was on top, and Pierce County head coach came out and told the Pirates, athletic director, head coach Sean Pender, that he was concerned about the safety of his players. He had had two linebackers get injured, and they either wanted to be put on a running clock in the second half, even though the score was only 13-0, or they were going to pack up the bus and go home.
Can we just go home today? It's Saturday, man. It's a nice day outside. The weather seems to be good, you know. I might get hurt in the studio today, Jason. Can we just go home?
Wasn't a good look, was it?
It wasn't a good look.
Pierce has been, let's be honest, I don't know what's going on over there. They won a state championship last year. By the way, they blasted the Pirates 31-10 last season in this game over in Blackshear. They returned the trip in the offseason with everything that was going on with COVID. They were concerned about playing the game. And then just this past week, I think you had mentioned there was a phone call where Pierce had mentioned that they didn't want to come over and play this game
as
early as Wednesday. So they come over on Friday, they get down by two touchdowns, and they come
pack
out.
Pack it in.
Tell them they want to run a running clock. I guarantee you this, if Pierce County had been up 13-0 at the half, there would have been no such talk.
There would not have been. Kind of sad. And I don't know. There was a good Pierce County contingent at Glenn County Stadium last night, and they had to sit through that. You know, your dad and I called the game locally in Brunswick over the radio waves, and, hey, we were off the air by 9:30 last night, which is that's almost a world record for a high school football game.
All right, so let's get to some of the scores. Camden County beats Columbia 31-0. They called that game at the half due to lightning. Colquitt comes back to beat Marietta 28-25 on the road. Marietta was up by double digits in that football game. Northside Warner Robins blasts veterans 48-7. Westside Macon takes down Bradwell 33-10. The aforementioned Brunswick High Pirates beat Pierce 20-13. Shocker of the night, Glenn Academy, MCA, walk away with a 14-14 tie. Little single A MCA ties 6A Glenn Academy.
Ouch! That's all I can say. That's just like a loss for Glenn Academy. It shows up on the official score as a tie, but if you're a Glenn Academy fan this morning, you got to look at that game as a loss last night.
Richmond Hill goes down to Beaufort, South Carolina, 28-8. Ware blasts Cook 52-7. Appling takes down Monroe 42-6. Jenkins shuts out Groves 28-0.
Everybody shuts out Groves. I mean, what? You sound like that's a shocker.
Big win for Jenkins.
Yeah, big win. Does that mean they'll be in the high school football power rankings coming up?
You will hear the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. New Hampstead beats Windsor Forest 41-12. Baldwin beats Liberty 42-6. One thing I'm curious about that Baldwin-Liberty game, as far as John Milligan over in Baldwin County, Now that public school football is back in Baldwin County, I wonder if some of those kids from John Millage have gone back to public school.
I don't know, but Liberty County could show up here in a segment or two.
Jeff Davis shuts out Rutland 41-0. Jeff Davis flexing their muscle.
Who's Rutland?
Jeff Davis flexing their muscle.
Who is Rutland? Never heard of him.
Metter, single A Metter takes down Triple A Swainsboro 31-20. ECI up in Savannah Christian. That's a big upset. ECI is a good football program, but Savannah Christian has consistently been in my high school football top 10 power rankings.
They have. I mean, wasn't it on this show a couple of years ago or maybe last year that you called ECI a private school? I don't recall. There's the classic Jason Bishop response. There you go. Keep on going.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
Prince Avenue goes down to Calvary Day 14-7. Savannah Country Day blasts Bullock Academy 34-14.
Bullock Academy Gators, that can't be.
They go down opening week.
That's one of your favorite teams to include in rankings.
It's not my favorite team. I just look at them and know that in the past they have been eligible and the formulas put them into the rankings. Tift destroys Westover 41-0. Might be something special brewing down in Tift. Might be getting that thing turned around down there.
Everybody destroys Westover, dude. Ain't nothing brewing.
Tattnall County takes down Claxton 41-6, and Appling, I think I mentioned this already, 42-6 over Monroe.
That's a team you got to watch out for. You know, after watching Pierce County last night tap out at Glenn County Stadium and see Appling perform the way they do, Appling's got to be the odds-on favorite to win that region now.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, if you're going to... In week one, if you're going to tap out, and you know that's going to be, then they played the last week. They played the last regular season game, I believe. I just lost a lot of respect for Pierce County last night, Jason.
Well, you're probably not the only one. I want to shift gears a little bit about Camden. Here's what I learned about the Wildcats last night: a 31-0 win over Columbia. And look, halftime happened. It was 31-0 coming out of halftime. The Wildcats and the Eagles were put on a 30-minute lightning delay. Columbia is a double-A program. Make the trip down to Camden, 5-hour trip from Atlanta. They were down 31-0 to a school that they're 5 classifications lower than. Probably going to be on a running clock. The weather was supposed to get worse as the night went on. The smart thing to do is go ahead and get them back on the bus. Let them head back to Atlanta. They weren't going to come out and make the game competitive. But here's what I learned about the Wildcats. Last night, I learned that Camden County knows, the players know what to do in Jeff Heron's system.
That's correct.
That's what I learned last night, that they know what to do.
Let me set up a little scenario for you, Jason. The Camden County Wildcats travel to Glenn County Stadium next Friday night.
Yes, they do.
To play a Glenn Academy team that just tied the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, Nelly. That could be ugly.
If Glenn Academy plays the same way they played against MCA last night, this coming Friday against Camden, they'll get run out of their own stadium. Because I'm telling you, Camden's not a bad football team. Camden's a very good football team. They showed some really good signs. Offensive play looked great last night. Not so much a couple of weeks ago in the scrimmages. Looked great last night. Defense looked really good. Again, you're playing a school that's a double-A opponent that hasn't been playing football for very long. So take that for what you will. But all in all, the Wildcats looked pretty good last night. And Glenn Academy, they better have a good week of practice.
They better. They better. They went up to Darien a little overconfident last night. Went to the ship. I saw tweets and things that their booster club was sending out over the social media waves, and kind of backfired on them last night.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly.
First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's. Next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Aw, look, the little guys are forming a group to stand up to the ACC. Good job, little Jimmies, also known as the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC. Braves signed Travis d'Arnaud to an extension, pretty much announcing Contreras sucks. Mac Jones, the next Tom Brady. Troy Polamalu has a future as a motivational speaker. Peyton Manning going to the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady still winning Super Bowls. The Mets are officially changing their name to the Titanics. Now that the Jags have cut Tim Tebow, his agent sale is blowing up with teams needing a quarterback. So, the process led to Joel Embiid landing a Supermax contract without an NBA Finals appearance. Trae Young, disrespected. NBA 2K only rated him an 89. Steve Cohen, if you wanted your team to win, you should have bought the Yankees. Andy Dalton, it is not your time. Your time was when you were going 8-8 for a decade with the Bengals. Mm-hmm. JT Daniels and Zaxby's, a match made in heaven. Neither have ever beaten one of the big boys. I personally want to see Shohei Ohtani win both the MVP and Cy Young. John Cena and Goldberg will be in the main event at SummerSlam. Party like it's 2003. And these are my thoughts.
Oh, boy. Here we go. College football season almost upon us, and the veiled shots at UGA start from Jason Bishop.
What do you mean the veiled shots? I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
football season is here, and you know you'll be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you now for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick.
It's just words.
And let their friendly staff help you. Find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online at cunninghamjewelers.com. They got this new kind of bracelet coming up. It's got a, you know, a monogram on it that says Tap Out. You can go buy that. It should be popular in Blackshear this week. It'd probably sell out.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings Week 1 Edition.
Week 1, let's hear it. Let's hear this garbage. Let's go.
Checking in for the first time this season. We've already done a couple of preseason polls. So checking in for the first time this season at number 10, the MCA Buccaneers coming off a big tie against Glen Academy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you take big 6A, big powerhouse Glen Academy. We're just going to roll up there and just hammer MCA and get ready for Camden. And didn't happen.
And I'm going to say this out loud for the Glen folks that are listening. MCA does not have to play in overtime. That's a non-region game. Overtimes are not mandatory in non-region games, and most of the time, if a game ends in a tie that's not a region game, they don't play the overtime. That's normal.
Don't fumble a field goal snap.
Ooh.
And you wouldn't be having that conversation today.
At number 9, with a 31-20 win over AAA Swainsboro, Single-A Metter checks in at number 9.
That was a rivalry game, too.
Sure
big
was.
Win.
Yeah.
Big win for Metter.
Yeah. At number 8, beating Bullock Academy, 34-14, Savannah Country Day checks in at number 8.
They were number 1 last week. How do you go from 1 to 8 after a big win?
They slid down.
Oh, my gosh.
At number 7, checking in for the first time this season with a win, huge win, over Windsor Forest, 41-12. New Hampstead checks in at number 7.
Who?
New Hampstead.
Who is that?
Okay. Shutting out Groves 28-0. Checking in at number 6, Jenkins.
That's three Savannah teams. Three Savannah teams. How many? Where are you? Okay. Keep going. See, our listeners. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners. I apologize.
I don't know what you're apologizing for.
Go ahead.
At number 5, another big win against Monroe, 42-6. Appling County checks in at number 5.
Appling County is dangerous, folks. Pierce County, you're going to find out. You tapping out in week 1, wait till those Pirates get a hold of you in week 10.
At number 4, shutting out Rutland, 41-0. Jeff Davis checks in at number 4.
Jeff Davis had a good run last year in football.
Yes, they did. At number 3, beating Columbia 31-0 in only a half, the Camden County Wildcats check in at number 3.
Wow, Camden goes from 10 last week to number 3 this week. The Cats jump 7 spots.
At number 2, with a 57 thumping of Cook County, checking in at number 2, the Ware County Gators.
How does Ware drop from 1 to 2?
Because the number 1 team did what they did, beating a team that was on the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings just last week, and checking in at number 1 with a 2013 win over Pierce County, the Brunswick High Pirates check in at number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Stop the presses! The Pirates are number 1?
The Pirates are number 1.
I'm tapping out. I'm done. I'm going home.
You're never going to do another show?
I'm done. That's it. We have reached the mountaintop. The Pirates have. I'm done. Find somebody to take my place, man.
Let's go ahead and recap this while we still can. At number 10, MCA. Number 9, Metter. 8, Savannah Country Day. 7, New Hampstead. 6, Jenkins. 5, Appling. 4, Jeff Davis, 3, Camden, 2, Ware, and the number 1 team for week 1 of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, The Brunswick High Pirates.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Let me hear it.
Number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Week 1, the Brunswick High Pirates.
You know what, man? I used to hate this segment, and now you've won me over, dude.
Of course.
You've won me over. I'll look forward to this segment every week from here on out.
Well, you should have been looking forward to the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden House Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Fine dining on St. Simon since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Catering, Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197, 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill. Pirates, number one in the power rankings this week. I'm done. I'm not coming back after break.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football kicked off last night, and the shocker of the night, the MCA Buccaneers tie Glenn Academy 14-14 as Glenn botches a game-winning field goal at the end of regulation. Brunswick beat Pierce 20-13. Pierce asked for a running clock in the second half after only trailing 13-0. Camden got the Jeff Heron era 2.0 off on the right foot, beating Columbia 31-0. The game was called at the half due to the lightning in the area. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
I wish my Facebook Live could have seen Kip Branch's face when the wheels started turning when I mentioned that Ware County was number two in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings, and he realized that when I said Ware at number two, that the Pirates had not been mentioned yet, and he realized before I said it that Brunswick was going to be number one this week. His eyes got real. It's like a kid at Christmas.
With a brand new bike. You know, I'm old enough that brand new bikes were a big deal on Christmas. I mean, you're from that generation. If you didn't get the latest video game, you get upset. But I'm from the bicycle under the tree generation.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. While there may be a substitute for many things in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
And now we go into the segment of the show where Kip gives us his butthurt list, unabridged by rules.
A high school football edition of the butthurt list this week in honor of opening day last night. Number five on the butthurt list this week, the Richmond Hill Wildcats. How do you go and get beat by 20 points against Buford in South Carolina on opening day?
Buford's not a bad
You're
team.
You're a 7A high school playing 6A football, and you go get beat by 20 points by a lower classification team in South Carolina.
What classification is Buford?
They're not 6A.
Okay. Good answer.
Not 7A, excuse me.
Didn't answer the question.
Richmond Hill's 7A, but they're playing 6A, and they get blown out by Buford. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, Wildcats. What's up with that? Number four on the butthurt list, the Liberty County Panthers.
Really?
Really. You get beat 42-6 at home.
They did.
By Baldwin, a team that has struggled recently in high school football. 42-6, you're Liberty County.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been making runs in the playoffs.
You have.
42-6 at home on opening day.
Not very deep runs, but you've been there.
Wow. 42-6. I mean, you get beat 17-14, or you can go on the road and tie. 14-14.
I just don't think this is all that big of a deal.
It is a big deal. Okay. We're talking high school football, and it's my list, and the computer spits out the formula just like you said on the butthurt list.
Okay.
Number three on the butthurt list, the Savannah Christian Raiders.
Ooh, yeah. They've been
highly touted by Jason Bishop. Power rankings for months when you first started doing this. They go and lose the ECI 28-21 and drop completely out of the rankings to never be heard from again this football season.
The folks in Twin City are buzzing.
Yeah, they're buzzing. ECI was as a historically good program.
And they've been down the last few years.
Savannah Christian, number three on the butthurt list because they're highly touted by somebody who does rankings on this show.
They've been there. They've been good.
Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers.
I can only imagine who number one's going to be, but okay.
14-14 tie. You botched a field goal snap to win the football game at Darien to save yourself at the last second.
Well, back that up. They were up by a touchdown with a minute and a half to play and had MCA in a third and long, and MCA converts a long pass to even put themselves in position to score the touchdown and got a two-point conversion there at the end to get it tied.
The 6A Glenn Academy Red Terriers go on the road and play single-A MCA, and they end up in a 14-14 tie. That gets you on the butthurt list this week.
And that gets MCA in the top 10 Jason Bishop High School football.
There you go.
Power rankings.
You have power rankings, and then you have a high school edition of butthurt. MCA, penthouse. Glenn Academy, outhouse
today. Oh, man, he went there, didn't he?
Number one on the butthurt list this week, The Tap Out Kings, the Pierce County Bears.
Shocker that you did that.
You come, you're down by only 13 points, and you decide that you don't want to play anymore. Really? Why don't we just send a truckload of hot milk to Pierce County and just put it in bottles and just hand them out to random people and just tell them to drink some hot milk and go to bed? Is that the kind of program you want in Pierce County, to tap out on week one against the Brunswick High Pirates? Really? That gets you number one on the butt hurt list. Get mad, call me, I don't care. You don't tap out in high school football games. Not coming off a state championship.
Just want to say the bottle of milk comment is not condoned by the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay. Those are Kit Branch's sole...
Or pacifiers, whatever.
Sole opinions.
There you go. This my butt hurt list.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Just wanted to...
Your power rankings were the previous segment. Now we on my butt hurt list.
I just wanted to distance Bishop Media as far away from that as I could.
Richmond Hill, number 5. Liberty, number 4. Savannah Christian, number 3. The Glen Academy Red Terriers, number 2. And the Pierce County Bears, number 1. The Appling County Pirates are looking for you, Pierce County, and the end of the season can't get here soon enough. There we go. I'm on a roll today.
You are. You are.
The Appling County Pirates have put out an APB, all points bulletin for the Pierce County Bears. Looking for you.
It was not a good look for Pierce County to dodge the second half of that football game. Be honest with you, I was down in Camden calling the football game for the Wildcats, and what I thought had happened when I got the text that Pierce had requested to be on a running clock in the second half, I just assumed that up in Brunswick they were getting some of the same storm that we were getting in Camden, and so they were just trying to go ahead and get out of there and get on the road. And then after the game, of course, my phone is blown up, and I find out what actually went down. And I got to admit, I was a little stunned.
I mean, we've been a little hard on the Pierce County Bears today, which, you know.
I mean, they blasted Brunswick 31-10 in Blackshear last year.
Yeah, we had injuries. We had COVID people missing. We had didn't threaten to get on the bus at halftime and come home. I know that.
This is what I know now about the Camden County Wildcats. The kids, as far as Jeff Heron's system, they know what to do.
And that's going to spell trouble for folks.
It probably will. We're still going to learn. We still have to learn. We have not figured out yet how good the Wildcats are. But what we did learn last night is they know what to do in the wing tee.
You got that breaking news thing in here? Click it one time. I got some breaking news.
The breaking... Oh, yeah.
Breaking news. The Glen Academy Red Terriers better get some things fixed this week.
Breaking news.
Get it fixed, and get it fixed fast, because the Blue Cats are coming.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company.
Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197, 407 Mallory Street. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Atlanta Braves are hot.
Hot.
I told you months ago that once this team put it together...
You never said that.
...that they would be unstoppable.
You never said that. You never said that, and here you go. You said at Memorial Day they were done. Stick a fork in them and write this down. The Atlanta Braves are done. That's what you said going into June.
I would like you to supply evidence of that.
People heard it on these airwaves. You said they were done. Now... they're hot. They're hotter than a pot of grits. Fresh pot of grits, the Atlanta Braves are.
Meanwhile, the New York Titanics, that's how we're going to refer to them from now on this show. The New York Mets, from henceforth, are now on this show, on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, are well now known as the New York Titanics.
You know, I learned a little bit of trivia about the Mets here recently. You ready for this? How they came up with their team colors?
Go ahead.
The blue and the orange.
I know the answer to this, but go ahead.
I didn't know that recently, and it was relayed to me that they chose their team colors because the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants, that's where they got their team colors from. Both teams left New York, and the Mets were founded, and they took the blue of the
orange.
Dodgers and
mm-hmm.
the orange of the Giants, and that's how they came up with their team colors.
Great trivia.
Good deal.
Yep. I've known that for a while, but I'm glad you brought that up. As you say, I am a baseball guy.
Titanics. That's a good description of them.
They're two games under 500 now. They've led the division for most of the year,
and now
they're two games under.
The Braves have gotten hot in August. Summertime in the South, summertime in Atlanta, the Braves are on fire.
And remember now, Philadelphia, they had their fair share of time in first place. They were there about 2 days.
They were.
And then Atlanta caught them, too.
They were. But the Braves' schedule right now, they're fixing to have to take that West Coast swing like the Phillies are doing right now.
It's a different team, I'm telling you. The roster that they have right now is as good as anybody's roster in the National League with the exclusion of the Dodgers. I still think the Dodgers are the best team in the National League. I know the Giants are ahead of them in the division, and the Dodgers just can't seem to catch them because the Giants are just keep winning.
They just win, and Giants are close to 80 wins now. They're 74, 75 wins, and they're having a great season.
You've got three guys on the Atlanta Braves roster right now, Freddie Freeman, Austin Riley, and Ozzie Albies, that all can make a really good case to win the National League MVP. All three of those guys.
It's coming together. The only thing that hasn't come together is the bullpen. They show signs, but then they give you reminders like 2 days ago down in Miami.
Two guys in the bullpen that you should never bring in a game to try to put out a fire, A.J. Minter and Will Smith. Will Smith's the closer. That's probably not a good formula. I'll write this down.
Okay.
I'm telling you this right now. Are the Braves good enough to win the World Series? Yes, they are.
Wow.
Can the Braves win a World Series with Will Smith as their closer? No, they cannot.
Will Smith has got to get better down the stretch, or Brian Snicker's got to come up with some different answers or options out of the bullpen. And, you know, I would be nervous as a Brave going into the playoffs with Will Smith as my closer.
Absolutely. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Golden House Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week, you had three Coastal Georgia teams get in, which is the highest number of Coastal Georgia teams that have ever been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You had MCA, you had Camden, and you had Brunswick High. The first time three Coastal Georgia teams have been in at one time.
Hold on now. You don't consider Savannah the coast? You got three of them in there.
There are six Coastal Georgia teams that made the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. There have never been that many Coastal Georgia teams that have gotten in. Count them, six.
Well, I thought you were just ranking teams now based on their proximity in Coastal Georgia.
912. If you have a 912 area code, you are allowed in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay.
Six Coastal teams of the 10.
Six Coastal teams.
Yeah, six Coastal teams. Were there three Savannah schools? Hold on, let me look.
There were three Savannah schools.
Savannah Country Day, New Hampstead, and Jenkins.
Jenkins. Who's number 10?
MCA.
Wow, great win, great game last night by the Buccaneers. They had they fought hard against a team that was bigger, faster, and just had more bodies than them, and they hung in there and found a way to scratch out a tie last night.
Pretty much a win for MCA.
That was a tie.
On the scoreboard.
I mean, they're probably giving away free dinners at Skipper's last night, post-game. But, you know, no Glenn County people were stopping in on the way home. They got back to Brunswick as quickly as they could, or St. Simons Island, or wherever they live.
The Braves are 10 games over 500. The Phillies are 2. The Mets are 2 under. Phillies are 4 back. Right now, if the Braves weren't in first place in the division, they'd only be a game out of the wild card. And the Padres and the Dodgers, who have had a firm grip on those two wild card spots, the Dodgers still have their grip, but the Padres' grip is beginning to loosen.
2-8 in their last 10. They've been struggling. And
the Reds have caught them.
Reds and the Padres are tied for that last wild card spot in the National League.
And, of course, if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be happy. You have passed the Red Sox. You have played your way now not only into the wild card picture, but you're the top team in the wild card picture now.
Yes, the Yankees, you know, everybody, they loaded up at the trade deadline. They went out and got some players. Red Sox didn't do as much as people thought they should have done, and the Yankees have caught and passed them.
I repeat what I said. The Braves are good enough with their roster to win the World Series. They just have to figure out the end of the game. They've got to figure the ninth inning out.
They got to figure out, Will Smith's got to be able to hold up, or they got to look for answers there.
Well, they've got the Rodriguez guy they got from Pittsburgh, so push comes to shove, you could put him in the closer's role, but I think that if you do that, it really takes away from the depth of your bullpen. Because remember, they released Shane Green just a few weeks ago.
Yep. You know it looked good coming back off injury.
You got to have him in the starting rotation, though.
He looked good.
Yeah, I hear he did. But you have to have him in the starting rotation. You can't put him in the bullpen.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Fay Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine black belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football kicked off last night, and the shocker of the night, the MCA Buccaneers tie Glenn Academy 14-14 as Glenn botches a game-winning field goal at the end of regulation. Brunswick beat Pierce 20-13. Pierce asked for a running clock in the second half after only trailing 13-0. Camden got the Jeff Heron era 2.0 off on the right foot, beating Columbia 31-0. The game was called at the half due to the lightning in the area. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Kip, to answer your question that you had as we were gone to break about the Florida Gators and who they open with, the Florida Gators open with Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
At least according to this.
Florida Atlantic. Okay.
Yeah. Big-time rivalry game, Florida Atlantic and Florida.
Big recruiting game for Florida Atlantic. If they can somehow make a respectable showing in that game, that might help them on recruiting, especially in South Florida.
A big game that is on the docket for the beginning of the college football season is Boise takes a trip to Central Florida. You cannot find a ticket to Boise, Central Florida. There are none left.
I'm kind of excited for Central Florida. I know you're probably shocked by that, but Boise State is the team that actually had a lot of success playing the big boys.
Yeah, and they get another chance against Central Florida.
No, they are the team that got all of this started. Boise State did with the little guys. You know, I've always been a Boise State fan because I'm always about the little guy. They are the godfather of the little guys. Everybody else has tried to imitate that success Boise has had. And then you got the Central Floridas, you got the Memphises, you got the Cincinnatis. They're all coming in trying to be where Boise State was at one time. I'm always about the little guy on this show. Look at me, McIntosh County Academy.
Kip Branch threw out a look at me.
I love the little guy to have success.
Boise State gets a big game. Good job, Boise State, for getting on Central Florida's schedule.
Good job, Central Florida, for going out and getting the godfather of the little guys to play.
Ohio State and Minnesota, North Carolina, Virginia Tech.
Okay. No, a lot of people are high on North Carolina this year.
I'm high on North Carolina. I'm high on Minnesota.
I'm not.
Okay. Penn State, Wisconsin, Alabama, Miami.
That could be a good football game. Alabama's breaking in a new quarterback. They lost pretty much everything on offense. I know they recruited well, and everybody's got them picked to be right back in the national championship hunt, but Miami is not a bad football team. Not at all.
What are the chances that Miami beats Alabama in that first game?
I give them a 3 out of 10 chance.
Write this down. The Miami Hurricanes will beat the Alabama Crimson Tide in this football game.
That's a bold prediction.
Derek King at quarterback. Miami is underrated as a football team. They'll come in ready to play, and as you mentioned, whether the Bama fans like to admit it or not, they lost a lot to the NFL. Yes, okay, you reloaded, but you ain't reloading as much as you lost. I promise you that.
What'd they lose, 5 or 6 first-round draft picks last year? I mean, that's hard to replace.
Your running back, your quarterback, 2 receivers.
At least
offensive linemen, linebackers. I mean, across the board, just the 7 rounds of the NFL just decimated them.
I mean, they had, especially the first round. I mean, they got to replace some guys that are, when you replace some first-round draft picks, the guy behind them, unless they were just waiting their turn, and kids come to college ready to play now, right away. So if you're not starting over the person that was ahead of you, then you're not better than them.
Georgia and Clemson play in Charlotte. This is a game where I think that JT Daniels gets exposed as a, I'm not going to say that he's not a good quarterback, but I certainly do not think that he is an elite quarterback as he keeps giving props for. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for that perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops off Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza, the burgers, the wings, 1378 Boone Avenue, in Kingsland. Just look for the big Op star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar.
Let me rephrase what I just said. This is going to be an opportunity for JT Daniels to prove to Jason Bishop that he's capable of beating a good football team, because to this point, JT Daniels hadn't beaten anybody.
That's fair. That's the same thing with Bryce Young at Alabama. He hasn't beaten anybody.
Well, JT Daniels has had games, and you know, he's had great stats for Georgia against Vanderbilt.
Who is Clemson's starting quarterback? Who has he beat? So you can say the same thing about him. He started against Notre Dame when Trevor Lawrence was hurt last year, and they lost.
You know what? That's a fair point, but he doesn't have as many games under his belt as JT Daniels. All I'm saying is not JT Daniels' fault that he hasn't had an opportunity to beat one of the big boys. That's just the way the schedule fell by the time that he was ready to play. It's not his fault. I'm not blaming him.
He beat your, you mean, you've been cheerleading for Cincinnati for months.
Well,
on the show,
let's
but
be
he
honest
beat
about
them.
It. Cincinnati missed a field goal there at the end. So I don't know really.
Missed a field goal.
Or Georgia kicked a field goal or whatever it was.
Missed a field goal.
Whatever.
The last Cincinnati play I saw was a quarterback getting drilled in the end zone and fumbling the football.
Well, whatever it was that happened, Georgia escaped from that game with a W. And yeah, you're right. He beat Cincinnati. But let's be fair. I mean, that's an AAC team.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not
but
quite
I'm
the same.
I'm always going to battle for the little guy on this show,
boy,
and they were undefeated.
He jumped on that, didn't he?
They were undefeated. I mean,
should have been the college football playoff.
Probably should have.
Okay, you've taken us down a rabbit hole that we weren't
you
trying
said
to go
a
down.
Good team. You said the team should have been
Daniels,
in the playoff.
JT Daniels has not beaten. There were two big games on Georgia's schedule, really, last year. Or three. Texas A&M, Florida, and then.
Texas A&M.
Was it Texas A&M on Georgia's schedule?
No.
Okay, well, their Florida game was, oh, that's right, Texas A&M was off, Bama was on.
Yes.
He didn't win either one of those games because he didn't play.
Yeah, we'll find out this year. Coming up 2 weeks, we'll find out.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!